have you join in singing the chorale number 155. 155. I would like to play an improvisation by Paul Montz on the hymn tune, Oh That I Had a Thousand Voices. Next, I would like to play two movements from a Telemann suite, the Adagio and the Vivace. Thank you. As many of you know, through the years, I'm very partial to some plain song. And I would like to play a plain song arrangement of O Come Emmanuel. Since the early days of the reign of King George I of England, people used to begin the mechanical clock. And George Clay built a mechanical clock which contained bells and miniature pipe organ. I'd like to play several short numbers written by Handel for music, for a musical clock.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to play a short toccata, and I have to tell you honestly that I don't remember the middle section. And I'm not so sure that I remember the first part of it, but I'd like to play a short toccata in D minor. To vary the program a little bit, I've asked Gwen to sing two of the biblical songs by Dvorak, God is My Shepherd, I Will Sing New Songs of Gladness.
He leads.
I've asked Joanne to play the Adagio movement by Handel, the third violin sonata. I had been wondering how best to close this series, which began in last Sunday in May. And I think on Gertrude's and my part, I would like most of all to play a series of Scandinavian folk songs. I have to confess that many of them are very similar, and sometimes I start one and end up in another. These are either Norwegian or Swedish, and I can't help but think that people who have such a similar culture in their folk songs really ought to get along very well. I would like to play Tune or Not by Sjöberg. I don't know how to translate that. It isn't tones, it isn't harmonies, it might be visions, it might be vibrations. And it is very definitely a love song. And it speaks of people who have to suffer through the struggles of everyday life and can, with great warmth, return to their home and loved ones. Tunerna. Thank you. The next one is called Min Lilla Vrå. It's the man who has a choice little cottage in the mountains. And no matter where he goes, he always longs for this little cottage in the mountains. In fact, he has given it a name. He calls it Hildur.
Thank you.